Pastor Joe, I understand that the last time that we did corporate prayer at Chinese Baptist Church, there's a comfort level or an uncomfortable level when people get together in groups of twos and threes to pray corporately. Say if we were hypothetically using the Acts model prayer, you know, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication.
Is the question then how to get past that?
Yes.
Okay. The most effective way that we found for it to be comfortable, and actually I don't know if you would know the name Jim Cimbala or not, but I've been able to be in some prayer seminars with him, and I've heard him teach and been with him and so forth. And one of the first things that he advocates in that, even when a marriage is having trouble, they come to him for counseling. He says, well, I'll counsel you if you'll come to prayer meeting. So then they say, well, we won't feel comfortable praying. He said, I didn't say pray. I said, come. You know. And so the way that we do that is we try to get people oriented in understanding this, that we're meeting with Jesus, that we can be very common in the way we talk to the Lord, and then we let them listen to us, and then as they get some experience, then they begin to feel more and more comfortable. So you have to, you know, somebody asked me once, how do you work with your children? I said, I had two friends. Really? Who were they? I said, nurture and admonition. You know, and churches need to be nurtured. They need to have people around who nurture them to help the uncomfortable ones feel comfortable. And then another thing that's very important is that if in fact something is said in that little prayer circle that might be of a personal nature, that it's kept there. You know, people need to know that they can trust their words within the prayer circle. And so it's a matter, I think, Alvin, of just nurturing people from where they are to where they need to go. Keep it really, really simple. I won't say this, I'll say this actually tomorrow's Sunday school. Prayer will always be boring if it's only a monologue. And I think that's what we as churches forget, is that prayer is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. And the art of listening needs to be developed as well as the ability to speak. And so listening is a part of praying, and I'll illustrate that tomorrow. Even in my personal devotions, I count time sitting and listening to God, looking at Scripture, meditating on Scripture as a time of prayer, because I need to hear from God. Okay?